Yeah. I'm recording. I'm here. The project was released on the 3rd, January 3rd. So instead of just a few weeks ago, it was an actual day. Well, as I've said before, I really love movies, movie scores. I've bought pretty much every symphonic soundtrack to a movie that I've watched and I've really liked. I mean, there's some good ones and there's some bad ones, but all the ones that I really liked, Lord of the Rings, King Arthur, a lot of the more popular films and the popular composers, I really listen to those a lot. And I also like Chrono Trigger, incidentally. And I thought that Chrono Trigger was probably the best choice for converting from game to script. And then, really, the only reason I wrote the script was so that I could get the movie soundtrack made. So I had to have something to give to other people so they'd actually believe that this was a real project and not just some thing I made up on the edge of my seat. So I made the script and got a bunch of people to make music for me. Well, what I did was I took the synopsis of the script itself, which is basically like a paragraph for every scene in the movie, and I just broke it up into where a song would naturally end and where another one would begin according to what's happening. Dramatic moments, they always have music. Some of the more talky scenes, they don't have a lot of music, or if they do, then it's kind of, it's not really aggressive, it's more like ambient type music. So then I just broke it up into 25 different songs, 23 that are actually for the movie, and the two, the opening theme and then the ending theme. The ending theme of which you're very familiar with. The things I had said in the beginning of the project that we were going to do, like everyone was going to use a single orchestral sample set, and that it had to be like exact this length, and it had to start here and end here, and all that stuff. No drums, no piano, a lot of the things that I said in the beginning, we got rid of those, and really let the, all 18 of us just work together, play on our own strengths, and then we let it all sort itself out and fit together. And I think the finished product is really, while there were time constraints and stuff, like it has to be around this time because, one page of a script is equal to 1 minute movie time, generic stereotype. It's not always the case, but that's what we went by, and people mostly kept to that. So I think that having the script play with the music, we can work around the script a little bit. And when the music was done, if we were ever actually do anything, we could play around the music a little bit, cut some scenes up, cut out some dialogue, put some in, make it fit. Because I think the music itself is really the driving force behind the project. It's, the script is just there as backing, but the music is really what will live on. During the whole process, the week before I got out of boot camp, when I realized I was going to be coming back after 2 months of being in cold Great Lakes from, December to February of 04 to 05. Very, very cold, negative 20 wind chill some days. Yeah, it was really cold. And coming back from that was really the best part, because in boot camp is when I wrote the lyrics to, you know, to Faraway Times, the final piece for the project. That's where I came up with the idea to ask you to do the lyrics, the vocals rather. And it's just everything started clicking right there at the end. It was like, you know, I had to leave the project, and when I came back, it was just this, you know, it was just kind of like coming back home after a long time away. Yeah, I had no idea what was going on that 2 months. No access to internet, no nothing. I came back and there were like 300 more posts and like 3 more whips, and it was, not a lot happened when I was gone, but what did happen, you know, just showed me that people had kept up with it, that it wasn't just dragging its feet because I had left, which I really appreciate. Probably the delays, not necessarily the fact that we had the delays and that, that, you know, now in hindsight, I realize they were necessary, you know, wanting to push the product, you know, the project for a September 27th release of, 2005. It wasn't a goal we could meet. There was a lot of other stuff that had to be done. You know, and listening to the old, project versus the new, better sounding, perfect, you know, in my eyes, project, it's really an astounding difference. And you know, while it was the worst part of doing the whole project, having to wait so long to get it out, and also this last couple weeks I've been, you know, gone entirely. I had to move to New York from South Carolina, so, you know, I released the project the 3rd. And then the 4th, I was on the road, and I've been gone until yesterday. Well, I was on the road, and then I had to move into my new place, etc., etc. You know, first off, not being able to get it to the people that really wanted to hear it for such a long time. And then even after it got to them, not being able to come back and see what they thought of it. Those were probably the worst things. Well, I don't really like to think of it as having ended. You know, it's another thing that's off my shoulders. I can do other things. I'm, you know, in other projects, I have to, you know, focus my time on some of that. But, I also have a busy work schedule, and, just knowing that it's not something that I have to focus a lot of time and effort on, that's a big weight off my shoulders. But I don't like to think that it's over, because there's still a lot of stuff that we're working on. The special edition release is coming up. You know, we're working, Compy and I are working together to get that cemented. I'm trying to get some stuff hooked up for him in terms of the 3rd disc for the project. And, you know, then there's always the looking back and, you know, reading what people had to say, and, you know, Tommy Tallarico and stuff, you know, saying that, you know, they know what the project is, and, you know, realizing that it's here. You know, maybe even Yasunori Masuda himself will drop me a line sometime and say, good work. Like, that's ever going to happen. But, you know, it'd be really cool if it did, because it's like I said before, I don't like to think that it's over. I like to think that there's always something else, you know, charging forward in terms of the project. Oh yeah, and then there's also the I've gotten some messages from people that, you know, on Chrono Compendium they have a little site project there that they're taking the Chrono Symphonic music and they're making a flash series that's based on my script or loosely based on it and stuff like that. I don't know, you know, actually what's going on with that, but there's also the online petition I have linked to in the site. They, you know, they have Chronosymphonic Music up on their website. That, you know, they asked me if they could do that and if they could be an affiliate. And they're just a lot of people that are, you know, that see that Chronosymphonic has been a, you know, not necessarily a turning point or a milestone. It's just been, you know, a nice little reminder to the Chrono Trigger, Chrono Cross, Radical Dreamers community that there are people out there that are still trying to reinvent what Squaresoft has decided it doesn't want to reinvent anymore. So, we're, you know, Square Enix, I'd actually have to say. But, you know, yeah. Well, I just have to, now I have to go through all the threads that I've seen online. Like, go on Google and type in Chronosymphonic, and you've got like 25 pages of just forum posts and people talking about the project. And now I have to sift through it all and, you know, get the general feel of what people are saying. I definitely will enjoy people saying that they liked it. Thank you for having me. So have I. Yeah, and with good sound quality. You know, I don't have the water falling on the tin roof like I did last time. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Oh, I'll be hanging around OCR. You'll see me. Bye.